You are listening to the Safety Sound Off audio series with your host, Rob Nisus.
Welcome to Safety Sound Off audio series. My name is Rob Nisus. I'll be the host today. And joining me is Janice Romero, Home Office Manager at ICW's office in San Diego.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Janice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Great. So today we're going to be talking about your experience modification factor. Janice is kind of one of our resident experts. Now I hear Janice called XMOD. Is that what we normally refer to it as?
I just call it a mod.
Perfect. We'll call it the mod. So where does the mod come from? Do we just create it as an insurance carrier?
Well, actually, we send information into the state bureaus. All of the carriers do, whether or not someone has a mod, in fact, because it's one of the things that the bureaus track in order not only to develop mods, but also to develop rates.
So it's actually something that everybody contributes to, and the state calculates it and sends it to us.
That's correct.
Well, what are the things that kind of impact it? You know, I hear that different industries are gauged differently on the XMOD. Is that true?
That's true. For instance, if you are a retail store, you're not going to have your experience compared to, say, a roofer. A roofer is going to have bigger claims, more severe claims. So what happens is the bureau compares you to other similar industries, and that's done through the classification system.
Kind of that class code that you have, what your business is, that's where that comes from?
That's exactly it.
Excellent. So what are the things that really affect an XMOD? I mean, if it's kind of in a generic term, obviously I know this is something we could talk about for several hours, but you know, if I was just kind of a layman, in which I am, and we don't know, what are just two or three things that I can impact, what would those be?
You know, what I would focus on is the frequency of your claims versus the severity. So, you know, we're all concerned about the very large claim, and those definitely can impact your mod. But what impacts your mod even more is a frequency of claims. So that one $100,000 loss is going to be way less impactful than if you have a multitude of $2,000 losses. So, really, you want to look at the frequency of claims, and if you can implement an improved safety program, if you're seeing that kind of claims frequency, then you can really greatly impact your future, because really the fewer claims that you have, the better. And you know, you want to look at the claims that are occurring. You want to have meaningful accident investigations, but you know, you can investigate even near misses. Maybe somebody didn't actually get hurt, but there was a close call. You know, it's just as important to understand those and investigate those types of incidents if you want a successful safety program and you want something that will impact your mod in the long run.
Fantastic. Well, that's great information. And I think a lot of people get confused about, you know, how it all works. And I think you're very clear about it. Now, I understand that when an XMOD is calculated, it's not just based on 1 year. Was it a 3 year process that we look at?
It is a 3 year period, but what happens is the mod does not contain the most recent policy period. And really the reason for that is that the claims are too new. You know, they're still settling in. They might settle out. Reserves might be increased, but they're not set yet. And then the other component, of course, is the payroll. And in some cases, the payroll hasn't even been trued up and reported so that we don't have totals. We don't have set totals yet. So in the calculation, you won't see the most recent year. You will see the previous 3 years.
So if we're in the year 2020, let's say January 1, our policy period was started on January 1st, the years that we would be calculating would be 2018, 2017, and 2016?
That's exactly it.
Right. So what if we had a really bad accident in 2016 and it drove our XMOD up really high? How do I get rid of that?
Well, the nice thing is in 2021, that won't impact your mod anymore.
Oh, great. So it's a rolling 3 years. It moves each year.
Exactly.
Ah, so you don't get beat up forever. It's just for a 3 year period of time for a bad year.
That's correct.
Fantastic. So Janice, I know the XMOD is a score. What average, kind of what's better, what's worse?
So an average would be 100% XMOD. That would be right in the middle, exactly average. If your MOD is lower than 100, then that means that you're doing better than your peers, those companies that have businesses similar to yours. If you have a MOD that's over 100, then you're doing worse than average.
So this is the one time you want to be less than average.
Yes, you want to be better than the average, because really that's going to save you money in the long run. And again, you know, we talked about some of the things that you can do with your safety program to reduce frequency of claims, to improve your safety program. And if you do those sorts of things, you'll see a MOD that's lower than 100.
Now, you mentioned you reported to the different states. Are there different ways that it's calculated, or is it pretty similar across the United States?
Well, I think the best answer is you should consult with your state bureau to see what the differences are. I would say the overarching principles of class codes and payrolls in that three-year period, they're exactly the same, but there may be some nuances between states. So either talk to your agent or take a look at the insurance bureaus so that you better understand what goes into that calculation.
Wow, that's great information. Well, thank you, Janice. I appreciate your joining us today and sharing that information.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us. This is Rob Nisus for the Safety Sound Off audio series.
You are listening to the Safety Sound Off audio series. Please join us next time as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other to create a culture of safety.